USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Pfizer formally asked federal regulators to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine. The action comes days after the company and its German partner announced its vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe COVID-19 in a large ongoing study. Albert Bourla is Pfizer's CEO.
We will continue the work already underway to make sure we can begin shipping the vaccine immediately after authorization or approval.
The public's first chance to see how strong the evidence really is will come at a public meeting next month. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the government will be ready to distribute the vaccine. Police in suburban Milwaukee continue to search for the suspect in yesterday's mall shooting that left 7 adults and a teenager injured. Police in Wauwatosa believe that this was not a random attack and that it stemmed from an altercation. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention pushed back against school closings due to the coronavirus outbreaks. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more from the Phoenix Bureau.
New York City schools closed on Friday as a number of coronavirus cases increase. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the city has reached the 7-day average threshold to switch to all remote learning. CDC Director Robert Redfield says the science disagrees.
Today, there's extensive data to confirm that K through 12 schools can operate with face-to-face learning, and they can do it safely, and they can do it responsibly. The truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Previous guidance from the agency called for schools in areas with substantial transmission to close schools for longer than 2 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Could door-to-door COVID vaccines become a thing? USA Radio's Val Dior is in the Texas Bureau with that.
Pfizer and BioNTech have both submitted a request to the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccine to be granted emergency use authorization. Pfizer has said their two-shot vaccine is 95% effective. That company is on track to produce 50 million doses by the end of 2020 and 1.3 billion doses in 2021. BioNTech CEO Uğur Şahin says filing for emergency use authorization in the U.S. is a critical step in making their vaccine candidate available to the global population as quickly as possible. The rush to market can be concerning for consumers as the nation faces another potential lockdown, meaning vaccines will then be distributed in closely controlled quarters or door-to-door in home, leaving those normally not at risk now exposed to the virus. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
An 81-year-old former Marine from suburban Chicago used his grandfather's antique Irish walking stick to chase off three burglars. Dan and Barbara Donovan told the Pioneer Press newspaper group that a man claiming to be a utility worker knocked on their door earlier this month. They eventually found two other men in their bedroom. Dan Donovan reached for his grandfather's shalala and chased the men out of their house. One of them felt the sting of that stick on their head. More news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.